But as soon as the mariner, who was a man of infinite resource and sagacity, found himself truly inside the whale's warm, dark, inside cupboards, he stumped, and he jumped, and he thumped, and he bumped, and he pranced, and he danced, and he banged, and he clanged, and he hit, and he bit, and he leaped, and he creeped, and he prowled, and he howled, and he hopped, and he dropped, and he cried, and he sighed, and he crawled, and he bawled, and he stepped, and he leapt, and he danced hornpipes where he shouldn't, and the whale felt most unhappy indeed. Have you forgotten the suspenders? So he said to the 'Stutefish,
"This man is very nobbly, and besides, he's making me hiccup. What shall I do?"
"Tell him to come out," said the 'Stutefish. So the whale called down his own throat to the shipwrecked mariner.
"Come out and behave yourself. I've got the hiccups."
"Nay, nay," said the mariner. "Not so, but far otherwise. Take me to my natal shore and the white cliffs of Albion, and I'll think about it."
And he began to dance more than ever. "You would better take him home," said the 'Stutefish to the whale. "I ought to have warned you that he is a man of infinite resource and sagacity.